to introduce a real close friend of mine, Pastor Henry Campa, Victory Outreach, Salinas, California. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I came to have some church. And I might be in Milwaukee, but I feel the same spirit here that's in Salinas, that's across the world. You are VO. You are special. You are anointed. God brought you here for a reason. Come on now. I don't think you just came here to hear a message. I think some of you, God's going to raise up. Come on, somebody. You're going to be launched out. Amen. This is a setup from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you better put a smile on it, because he's not leaving until you smile. I'm going to be like Pharaoh. I ain't letting my people go. Amen. Until you shout. Come on, we're going to sing a worship. Can we do that, sister? Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands, lift your hearts. Let's saturate. Hallelujah. Let's saturate this sanctuary. Lord, thank you for setting me free. Thank you, Lord. I owe you my life, God. Hallelujah. Tell him how great he is. Come on, greater than that trial you're going through. Come on, if you believe that, give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm sorry to cut you short, sister. You sing like an angel. I don't know what happened to you, but you sing powerful. So do you. All you, amen. So let's give a good clap for the worship team. Amen. You may be dismissed, amen, but it's a pleasure to be here. You know, I was looking at Marlene leading songs. I said, what? I said, Charlie, how much you pay for her to do that? But she's anointed, powerful, powerful worship, amen. So if you have your Bibles, amen, I'm going to jump right in because I want my time, because somebody say amen. Thank you, worship. Keyboard player, you're gifted, amen. Drummer, I was looking at her, I said, my God, Jesus Christ, did you find her in a rock band or something, amen? Powerful, amen. Joshua chapter 3, amen, and verse 1. And I just want to just thank Pastor Charlie, Sister Marlene for inviting me, amen. We call him the shot caller in Salinas, amen. I'm serious. I could not keep up with Pastor Charlie. I wouldn't even try. I'm serious. He worked 24 hours, amen. But like he said, he took care of my pastor. And he was loyal, servant. You didn't have to tell him what to do. He would just do it, right? And I remember telling him, you can't bring your He called her woman, sugar woman, whatever he wanted. And he told me, well, and I told him, you can't bring that girl, that one girl. He goes, well, that means I could bring five girls? I said, come on, homie. Drop it. I can tell you stories, but I'm not. But when he got saved, she got saved. I remember the day he had his little white truck, him and Marlene, the kids, Blanca, and they were going to coming here to Milwaukee, loaded up, had a trailer, their furniture and everything. I looked at Pastor Herb, I says, I don't think they're going to get far. Had like a few $100 on his pocket. But back then, if you had the heart and passion to go somewhere, doesn't matter if you have a flight, train, car, you're going to go. And I've always used that as an example of a man's heart, the measure of a heart, do anything to do the will of God. Can we say amen with that? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Joshua chapter 3, amen, verse 1. And I'm going to read it. Then Joshua rose early in the morning. There's a key right there for leaders, amen. You need to rise up early and pray. And set out from Acacia Grove and come to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and they lodged there before crossing over. I got news for some of you. This church is crossing over to some other dimension, amen. So it was 3 days that the officials went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, and the pastor, and the worship, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Some of you need to go after your calling. Come on, somebody. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for a holy fire. I pray, God, that some are going places. They need direction. They need to follow their pastor. They're going to places they never experienced before. But I believe this morning that you are setting a new standard, that you're blessing this ministry. You got them ready at the right place. They're going to go after the anointing that belongs to Milwaukee Victory Outreach, that they're not settling for less, but they're going to settle for the best. They're moving out. Yeah, they might be here for a while, and you might be in that spot for a while. You might be in that trial for a while. You may be in that testing for a while. But I got news for you. It's time to move on. And I pray, God, you bless every single soul in the house. Bless them, God. Prosper them. Heal their bodies. Bring their loved ones to church and let them get saved, God. And I give you all the glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell him you may have your seat. Amen. Don't take it. You can just sit on it. Amen. I want to just touch a little bit this morning about a message that I believe that concerns this ministry about moving forward. I believe this church is a thriving church. I believe some of you God's going to use to enhance, to grow, to do all those things that God had intended this church to do. When Joshua gathered all the tribe, it must have been like 2 million, I don't know. They were their new generation. They were the new crop. They were the new disciples. And I call them the transcendent generation. And the reason I chose that this morning, because it actually means to rise above, to excel, to go beyond, to do more than the last generation's done. The transcendent generation, we're going to do and excel great further and farther things that the other generation never got a chance to do. And I believe this morning, I'm talking to the right crowd. I'm talking to the right people this morning. I believe that it's your time. I believe that God's going to do something great and powerful in your life, but you got to move out. You got to, all right, Lord, I've been doing good. I've been praying. I've been shedding tears. I've been in the background. I've been hiding out a little bit, but I believe I'm tired of hiding out. I'm tired of getting in the back seat. I want to get in the front seat. I want to do something powerful, transcendent. Generation, they break barriers. Come on, somebody. They don't listen, amen, to the experts. They don't listen, amen, to what people say they can't do. They look at Christ who says, you can do all things through Christ. Come on, who strengthens me. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I believe you're going to break limits. See, you got to believe what I'm telling you this morning. You got to break limits. They said a rubber band, you stretch it, come on somebody, it can never go back to its original state. Women know about that. They put it in their hair, and then it doesn't go back. Your faith has been stretched. Come on somebody, your ability has been stretched. Some of you probably you're giving. Yeah, you learn how to tie. You learn how to give. I know Pastor Charlie, Sister Marlene, they can never go back to where they came from. Their ability is stretched. You got seasonal warriors that have been stretched. Come on, somebody. And they need other people that says, stretch me. Use me. Stretch my faith. Come on, y'all, they're pumping weights. Oh, yeah, you should feel it, Holmes. Why not pump your faith? If you give me a little bit monitors, amen. Come on, somebody. A little bit. Who's the song, man? Just a little bit, bro. Because I want to preach this message, amen. Can somebody say amen? I believe some people are living in limits. There was a young, thank you, brother. I love you, man. I'll pay you later, bro. There was a young man, a young boy who went to the circus, and I'm not calling this church a circus. Come on, somebody, don't. But he went to a circus, right? And he asked the trainer, how do you keep that big elephant tied to a little rope? How come that elephant just don't break loose? He said, well, sonny, what we do is we take the elephant from his habitat, from his surrounding, and we bring him in, and we tie a chain around him. While he's young. And then every time he tries to pull away, that chain yanks. And before you know it, there's pain. And before you know it, he gets a mindset that this is as far as I can go. And after a few years, they release the chain and they put a little rope on him. And every time he feels that little yank, he remembers of the pain. And so what happens, my friend, don't listen to people when they tell you can't do things. I grew up and I didn't think I could ever do anything good for the Lord, amen, because I had a chain. I was a junkie. I was a dope fiend. I had a limit of living, amen. But I thank God we serve a Lord, Jesus Christ, that he's a chain breaker, amen. He breaks the limits. And if you're going to take this city of Milwaukee, we need men and women. Come on now. There's no limits. Let's do it. Let's grow this church. I think God is just waiting for some of you to get excited. I think the Lord is just tired of seeing your face. Amen. Always got to the atcha. I'm just preaching like I preach in Salinas. Sorry. Don't get mad at me. But he wants you to turn that frown upside down and put a smile. Yeah. And put a smile. Let people know you're grateful for being saved. Yeah. You gotta be grateful and hopeful. So Joshua gathered the new transcendent generation. There was a new spirit in the air. A new aroma. A new atmosphere. Come on now. I mean, when they were worshiping, I felt the atmosphere. I love the atmosphere. When I came to the ministry, amen, I was a dope fiend, messed up from the floor up, from the toe up, amen. I felt the presence of God. I felt when the worship came. I never felt that before. Yeah, little by little, I began to raise my hand. But I'll never forget the day that I lift my hand and I surrender to the Lord. There was an atmosphere ready, a brokenness, amen, in my spirit. And I believe this morning there's some people of you that your hearts are broken. And God says, when a broken heart, I will not wise any despise a contrite spirit. Somebody says, Lord, I just thank you for saving me. I thank God that I'm not in the prison system. I thank God I'm not shooting dope. I thank God I'm with my wife. I thank God that I'm in my right mind. Those type of people are shakers, amen. Those are the type of people that heaven rejoices. Because you're grateful. Don't ever forget where you came from. Don't get too high and mighty. Because Pastor Charlie's got a good needle to pop that balloon. Come on, somebody. Can you still preach and then go to the parking lot? I mean, can you still preach and not have a division in the church? Oh, come on now. Can God use you in a mighty way and still usher? Or you have to tell, hey, you know, you hear me preach, right? Yeah, that's the last time you won't preach. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. Amen. And we find here that Joshua told them, I want you to camp out for 3 days and three nights. He had a whole generation camp out. They camped out because he wanted for them to remember where they came from. Remember your ancestors that were in Egypt living in bondage. Remember where you came from. And he sat them down and they began to tell stories of all the journey, of all the trials. I believe they begin to talk about Moses. When Moses went to Pharaoh and to let God's people go. I believe they begin to talk about the 10 plagues that God sent down. The frogs. The lice. Don't look at me like that. You know what lice are. They're piojos. Oh, you guys don't know what piojos are. I don't know what you call them here. The river turning red. But in Goshen, where they lived, they said there was a time where God brought a darkness down. And the Bible describes it. It was so dark you can feel it. Oh, come on. We lived in that life before. Come on, somebody. We felt the evilness. Come on, somebody. Yeah. That you can feel it. But in Goshen, there was a protection. Oh, come on, no frogs, no lice, no darkness. When there was dark around, the only place you can find light was in Goshen. I got news for you, my friend. This church is a covering for your life. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me speak to some of you over here on this side. Don't leave the church. You leave the church, you leave the covering. You go back to the darkness, amen. I don't know about you, but I've been serving the Lord a long time. I can tell you stories after stories after stories of men that were called by God, but because they got too huffy and puffy, they left the church, and now they're back using drugs. Some have passed away, but I thank God we got men like Pastor Charlie that says, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying. I'm not forgetting my roots. I'm not forgetting why God set me free. God set me free to touch the broken down lives, and I thank God for men like him and Sister Marlene that they took the challenge to travel thousands of miles way over here to start a church. And that's why you're here today, because they decided not to quit. Oh, come on, somebody. See, people are not made in the good times. They're made in the hard times. Oh, yeah, when all hell breaks loose. Yeah, those are where leaders are made. Yeah, those are where pastors are made. Yeah, in the hard times. Yeah, in the men's home. When the homie tells you, hey, go to the refrigerator and take some whatever's in there, I don't know. Oh, Charlie, that's sin, bro. That is sin. Do it right. Can somebody say amen? I don't know why I said that, amen. You guys leave that refrigerator alone, amen. They begin to tell stories. Pastor Charlie Marlene got some stories. Whew. If you ever sat down with them, they'll tell you stories when they first got here. Yeah. They begin to tell stories how God led them out of bondage. You can tell stories about the other generation had a chance to come into the promised land, but they begin to give excuses. Yeah, they begin to make excuses. There's giants in the land. We're just like grasshoppers. In Mexican term, we're just like cucarachas. This city is too big for us. Shame on you. The other generation didn't know the size of their God. But I got news for you. Come on, somebody. Your God is bigger than the giants in your lives. You can do all things. All you got to do is saddle up, raise up, and do what God has called you to do. Don't look to your left or to your right. Maybe God is speaking to you. I know some of you are saying, yeah, I hope he hears that. No, I hope you hear it. I hope you get excited. I hope you come to your pastor and say, Pastor, I'm here, whatever you want. Somebody say amen. Amen. The departing of the Red Sea. How God began to move. And then he closed the Red Sea. All their enemies were drowned and destroyed. And he closed it. You know why he closed it? Yeah, for the enemies. Because there was no way back. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of you are holding a little stash just because, just maybe it won't work out. He closed the Red Sea because when they looked back, they said, well, can't go back that way. Come on, somebody. All we got to do is go forward. There was a guy in the church, and thank God you guys don't know him. Maybe Daniel might know him, but he won't say nothing. A guy in the church was in the home, called me up. Hey, Pastor Hurd told me to take him. He's got a stash he wants to get rid of. I said, all right, I'll be obedient. Take the guy. Go to the woods. I said, oh, man, this guy's going to kill me out here. What the? Shovels up this big old stash. Money, cards, dope, meth. I don't know what that other stuff was. Bunch of stuff. I said, well, I'll take the cash, but we'll destroy that. No, I didn't do that. We got rid of it, went to his wife's house, gave her the money, gave her all the cards. But he had that mentality. In case it doesn't work out. Case I get upset. Case pastor corrects me. Come on, somebody. I might not like it here. I got news for you. You better make up your mind who you're going to serve. Joshua said, for my house, we shall serve the Lord. I don't know about you. I'm like Peter. Where can we go? You hold the words of life, the words of eternity. I don't know about you, but I cannot go back to where I came from. And some of you need to understand, you cannot go back into the bars. You can't go back shooting dope, smoking dope. I don't know what you do. Amen. Because you're not going to enjoy it. Because once you taste of the Lord and how good he is, my friend, you cannot go back. Generation. This generation heard about the promised land. Every time your pastor comes up here, he's talking about promises. You heard about the promises. And getting there sometimes takes time. Turn to your neighbor, it's going to take some time. But you won't get there. They were accustomed to the desert. Yeah, they were accustomed to walking around aimlessly until they got to that place, Gilgal, ready to cross over. See, some of you are going through it. Some of you are going to get there. I remember, anybody remember the Polaroid camera? Do you really? Back in the 70s, come on. No. And we used to take the pictures. And then they would come in this roll. Remember that? They were called the negatives. Yeah. And you would have to take it to a Polaroid camera shop where the photographer would take it, the negatives, come on somebody, and he would put them what is called the dark room. See, a lot of people, they get to that place where they're just negative. Yeah. Man, I've seen a colorful picture, but I don't see it. You go to a dark room. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what's happening? I thought God had a colorful picture for me. But then what happens when it goes through the dark room, the cartographer, he gets it, and he begins to, remember this? Come on, somebody, give it me now. Oh, wow. The full colorful picture comes up. See, that's what God is doing to some of you. He's shaking you. Yeah, he's shaking you. He's taking all the negative stuff out of your life. You may be going through a dark room, my friend, tonight or this morning, brother and sister, but I got news for you. It's just for the process. The colorful picture is going to submerge. It's going to come to full circle, amen. God's going to use what you went through. Come on now. It may be a negative time in your life. I can't see my husband getting saved. I can't see my wife getting saved. I don't see Junior getting saved. That's a negative process, my friend. You may be going through a dark time in your life, but let me tell you, my friend, the cartographer, Jesus Christ, is going to get your life, and he's going to shake it up. I don't know if I'm talking to the right people this morning, but I got shooken up at times. But I didn't quit. I didn't fall for the negatives, because the devil comes to thrill and then he kills. Come on now. He comes, my friend, to fascinate, then he assassinates. I got news for you, my friend. You better be a straight up warrior, because this enemy of ours doesn't play. He don't play games. He wants to take you out. He wants to take you somewhere else. But I got news for you, and I feel it in this place, that you are mighty warriors. You are mighty fighters. Amen. You're not giving up. Come on now. People want quick ministry. And I know Pastor Charlie, he's hard. In a good way. I know he's a shot caller and all that. But he goes by the rules. There's rules, and you know, you're sinning, you can't do that. Go get right, come back. Smoking, no, you can't do that. How many people smoke here? How much is a pack of cigarettes now? Man, you ain't supposed to know. How do you know? I always get Salinas with that one. How much is a 12-pack? $12 and tax. Go back in the home, man. There's no microwave ministry. There's no easy shortcut. You're going to have to pay the price in full and some. He looks at your tithing report, and he wants to do what? I don't think so. You come for prayer? You come early? All right. I didn't come for that. Amen. But it takes the old-fashioned Holy Ghost call of God upon your life. You just stay faithful. You do what you got to do. And I believe me, your pastor will notice. He may not come and pat you on the back. Hey, good job. He may not even talk to you. Amen. But he's watching you. He's spying you. Come on, somebody. He's going to get you ready. One day he's going to call you. Hey, why don't you open up, man? Why don't you do this and do that? Because why? Because you've been faithful in the little. And God says you've been faithful in the little things. Amen. I'm going to bless you even the more. Come on, give the Lord a good clap this night, this morning. I can always tell of the measure of people, the worship, the giving. I can always tell the measure because I look at their lives, and the measure that they worship is the measure is how far God brought you out of. Amen. Obedient people, amen, that say, you know what, it's not about me. It's about the Lord that set me free. He took me out of the miry clay. He put a new song in my heart. He gave me joy. He took away the addiction, amen, and the measure of what the Lord has brought me out of. And that's why I can serve. That's why I praise. That's why I give my tithes. That's why I'm faithful. It's because what he did, not what I did, but what the Lord did. Can somebody say amen? Now, I don't know, maybe some of you have been... You think God just saved you from a little thing. I think even with that, you can give a little shout. Give a Catholic nod, amen. But if God brought you out of hell, brought you out of death, oh, come on, brought you out of prison, brought you out of a family that was so dysfunctional, Jesus deserves for you to clap and give a high shout. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's not time for you to shut up. It's time for you to shout. Come on now. You tell the devil to shut up. Come on. There was a time. Come on, somebody. I'm having fun now. Amen. When Paul got beaten, him and Silas were beaten, whipped, put in stockade. Come on, somebody, like this with your feet out. And you think you had it bad. They found out that they were Roman citizens. And the majestic guy, the ruler there, the warden or whatever he was, came and tells them, hey, we found out you're a citizen of Rome, Paul. And he tells them this. He says, we're going to let you leave, but you got to leave quietly. Yeah, that's what the devil wants. He wants you to be quiet. But I like what Paul said. You didn't beat us quietly. come on, somebody, hear me now. You didn't put us in the stockade and whip us quietly. And now you want me to do what? You want us to leave quietly? Paul says, no, I refuse to leave quiet. Matter of fact, I want you to have a parade. Oh, come on. I don't know about you, but it's not time to be quiet. Not when the devil got you addicted to dope. Not when the devil almost took you out. He didn't do it quietly. I got news for you, my friend. It is not time for Victory Outreach Milwaukee to be quiet. Oh, come on now. It's time for you to shout and make some noise. Let the devil know you're here. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be pushed. Need to be bribed to do something for God. I'll buy you a burrito after, Holmes. There was this guy who was on a luxury cruise ship, and this lady accidentally fell over. They were in the Atlantic Pacific. She fell over. Soon later, you hear a splash. Psh, saves the girl. They have a big old celebration party for this guy, the hero. Comes up, gives him the mic. He says, I want to know one thing. Who pushed me over? Oh, come on, somebody. Someday your pastor's going to have to push you, amen. Go open up. What? But then the anointing falls on you because you've been faithful. And then you thank Pastor. Thank you for for pushing me. I know Pastor Herb pushed us. You're going to preach tonight. Oh, my God, what? Sweating. Didn't feel good. I didn't even know what I preached about. My back was so wet. I'm serious. I can feel the drops going down. So nervous. But we did it. And once we did it, yeah, come on. I'm a preacher, man. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you sure did preach. Huh? But we broke the tactic of fear. I got news for you. There's limits being broken. Fear tactics of the enemy. There has to be a barrier, a brokenness. Amen. Joshua set up the people in line. And I could just imagine they were ready to cross over. They were like, is it time? Is it time? And Joshua said, hold on. It's not time yet. But they were anticipation. Going to get into the new land. I got news for you, my friend. There's a process. Tell your neighbor, there's a process. I don't know if I'm taking too much time, because I think I'm staying here for too long. Amen. Am I all right, Pastor Charlie? Are you sure? All right. He said it's okay. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. And I'm just going to paraphrase the story. And I know probably you heard it when Naaman was a mighty warrior, the Bible says. Elegant, prestige. He was a commander, mighty warrior of valor, went on many battles. But the Bible says, but he was a leper. He was a leper, but yet he disguised his leprosy real good. He would wear his full armor when he went out to war. The only one that knew that he had leprosy was his wife. And then there was this young girl that they brought when they raided Israel. It was a young girl, and they brought her back, and she became the servant to Naaman's wife. And he would disguise himself. Didn't want to tell nobody. Didn't want to tell nobody. Come on, somebody. Hearing me? Amen. I believe it first started with a little dot. Hey, my God, what is that? Then it started to grow. Come on now. It's like some of you. It starts with the first little puff. I'm hiding it. Nobody knows. I'm just taking a little drink. Nobody knows. I hide it real good. Before I come to church, I chew gum. Smell good. I'm preaching about the church down the street, okay? He became an expert of hiding. And the little girl tells Naaman's wife, I know a man. His name is Pastor Charlie. Oh, come on, somebody. His name is Elisha, and he's a prophet. And he lives in Israel. And he can heal you of that leprosy. Naaman gets word. He loads up his camels, his mules, I don't know, his horses. And the Bible says that he loaded up tons of gold, tons of silver, silk suits, Stacy Adams shoes. Come on, somebody. He loads it up. He's going to bring it as a gift. Drives up in his chariots, amen, his Cadillacs. Parks right there in the front of the house of Elisha. Elisha don't even come out. He sends a messenger. Yeah, come on, somebody. He sends a messenger. He gets furious. He gets upset. He couldn't even come out here and pray for me, anoint me, and heal me. The messenger says, no. Come on, somebody. He says, you got to go dunk in the Jordan rivers 7 times, and you'll be all right. See, some of you get mad at the messenger of the man of God. He didn't shake your hand. He didn't come out and hug me. I got news for you. He loves you anyway. Maybe he was doing something else, but he gets furious because a man of God didn't come and talk to him directly. And some people get upset. Some people get mad. Don't hate. Meditate. Come on, somebody. And the story goes on. Story goes on that finally, and I'll probably close with this. I'm taking too long. Amen. Finally, he comes back all mad, all upset. Tells his wife, this guy didn't come and talk to me. He tells me, go to Jordan. And then what happens? The little girl. Oh, but if he would have told you to preach, you would have done it. Oh, if he would have gave you a great task to do, you would have done it. Oh, if he would have told you to do something honorable where everybody would know who you are, you would have jumped. Oh, but he tells you, can you go in the nursery or in the gang's kids? No, I don't want to do that. Why don't you go clean that church around? No, I don't want to do that. You get furious, you get upset, but here's a man that a little girl had to get his attention and tell him, if you just learn the word obedience, if you just do what's right, if you just do what the messenger told you to do, because how many know Jesus Christ is our messenger? Amen. He says, if you do right, things will turn out right. You do things crooked, you're gonna come on, somebody. Your fruits are going to be crooked. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Finally, he says, all right, I'm going to go. And then he gets mad because the Jordan was muddy at that time. Man, how come he didn't send me to the Damascus River, the Obana River? These rivers are clean. Why did they send me to vacuum the church? It's dirty. Why do I always get the dirty jobs? Come on, somebody. And he goes, and he dunks not one time, not two times, not even three times. He's probably checking. No. Goes four times, five times. Come on, somebody. Six times. And the Bible says on the seventh time that he rose up, and his skin was like brand new. Come on now. See, God wants to give you brand new vision this morning. God wants to do something great in your life. But you got to obey the messenger. You got to obey your pastor. Amen. And he comes out like, man, this is what I always wanted. I never wanted to be a junkie. I never wanted to be an alcoholic. I never wanted to be like that. And thank God I obeyed. Thank God I took the man at his word. And because I took the man of his word, come on, somebody. I've been saved 33 years. Oh, hallelujah. Your pastor's been saved 16 years. How many? No, 30-some years, right? 20. You've been here 16 years. What if he told you, I need you to go to the Jordan River and dunk seven times? It's muddy. It's dirty. Are you willing to get a little dirty sometimes? To get your breakthrough. Comes out. You know, you come out of the men's home. Bah, look, I'm brand new. Born again. Sanctified. Rectified from the dead. And you know what he does? He tells his servants, take all the gold out. Oh, come on, somebody. See, there's some things money can't buy you. Take all the silver out. You know what he does? He tells them, load the mud up and the mules. Money couldn't save me. That girl couldn't save me. That guy couldn't save you. But let me tell you who can save you. His name is still Jesus Christ, and he's still saving the drug addict. He's still saving the lost. The cross, amen, has power to deliver you this morning. He takes a pile of mud, takes it home, Come here, honey. Put some of this mud on your face, whatever. Once that wife put that, the wrinkles left, the anger left. Oh, you're not hearing me tonight, this morning. See, it'll start rubbing off. My wife, God forbid her. I mean, I love her. I'm not saying I forbid her. But we used to fight like cats and dogs until we actually surrendered to the will of God. She loves me now. She calls me all the time. Come on, somebody. I believe his wife began to bottle it. Yeah. And she began to give it to her neighbors. Babe, put some of this on. You know that acne problem you got right there? That big old pimple we have to look at every morning? Put it on. Honey, I'm telling you, it's a miracle. You're going to look beautiful. I believe this morning I'm gonna try to close in, because somebody say amen. You guys are on the verge. This is the promised land. Milwaukee actually means the good land, the beautiful and pleasant land. Come on, sounds like the promised land. Woo! Come on, if you believe that, let's stand all over this place. Amen. I believe a breakthrough. I believe God has spoken to some of your lives. I don't know about you, but I could just imagine Pastor Charles, Sister Marlene, the family coming over that hill. The big old white little truck he had, that Toyota. It was lowered to the ground. But I know God's grace was there. I think when they looked over and they said Milwaukee, they said they seen the promised land. They seen the promised land. They were at the edge, anxious, willing. I think they looked at each other. They probably said something like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a journey. But in the long run, ooh, come on now. You got this beautiful church. In the long run, because they obey God, you're here this morning. And I'm talking about another generation that's going to pop up soon. I'm talking about people you never seen before. I'm talking about a generation, amen, is going to come in, and they're going to do way beyond because they've been taught upright. You've been teaching the Word of God. I believe the whole different race is going to come up here. You're going to hit nationalities, amen, that you never had before, because the Bible says that you're going to go beyond places you never traveled before, never experienced before. God's about to do what he's been wanting to do. I'm not going to say he's waiting. He's got plans for ready, but you got to walk in the plan. You got to follow. The Bible says when you see the ark, when you see the priest, you need to stay close. You want to make it? Stay close to your pastor. Stay close to leaders, amen, that are not always doubting, always backbiting. That's what I learned. Don't hang around with Doubting Thomas or Mrs. Doubtfire. No. Don't hang around with Mrs. Dysfunctional Misfire. You hang around with people that believe that God's going to do something great in this church. Yeah, you get around somebody, you begin to light the fire. You begin to say, hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a revival taking off, amen. And if you don't want to set the fire, if you don't want to set the pace, then get out of my way, because I'm about to do something in this ministry that I can look back. I can look back. Joshua said, pick yourself 12 leaders. 12 leaders. From every tribe. And tell them to put a memorial stone on their shoulder. And once they all got their memorial stone, tell them to put one on Gilgal for your beginning. Put one in the middle. Put one there. Put one over there. Put one when you fought that battle. How many ever fought battles? Those are memorial stones. Amen. You didn't give up. You're still here. You're still fighting. Come on now. And then he said these words, powerful words. He says, when the next generation come up and they ask you, what are those memorial stones for? You can tell them, oh, that memorial stone right there is when your dad went into the rehab, gave his life to Christ. That's where your mom got saved. That's where they got married. That's where we got battle and we got victory. We got this property. Those are memorial stones. Amen. Well, you're going to tell the next generation that's coming up the ranks. You're going to tell them the history. Let me tell you something. There's still more history to be written here in Milwaukee, VO. Oh, come on. If you believe that, give the Lord some praise. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's sing something. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We praise you, God. There's power. There's power in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, baptize me in the fire, God. I'm tired, God, of just waiting around, Lord. I want my life to count for the glory. I want my life to count for the kingdom of God. Come on, if that's you, I want you to come to these altars. You make your way. You're at that edge. You're saying, Lord, I'm at the edge. I want to move forward. I want this ministry to be on fire, God. I want the next generation to know that we put the work in, that we didn't sit back. We got up. We did what God has called us to do. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let him touch you all over again. He didn't submerge just one time, seven times.
Fill me with your fire.
Oh, hallelujah. Saturate, penetrate the penitentiary hearts, God. Hallelujah.
Give my life away.
Give your life away. Hallelujah.